This is our devotional commentary for Luke chapter 17. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. And he said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the ones through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times, saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, and dress properly, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." Being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you." And he said to the disciples, "The days are coming when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not go out or follow them. For as the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage till the day when Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down to take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, in that night there will be 2 in 1 bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be 2 women grinding together. One will be taken and the other left." And they said to him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." after speaking with the Pharisees about heaven and hell, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31, Jesus warns his disciples not to become a stumbling block for other believers by causing them to sin. Chapter 17, verses 1 and 2. And to extend forgiveness whenever they are sinned against. Verses 3 and 4. With Christ-like compassion, we should confront the offender with the goal of restoring a broken relationship. While people need to be held accountable, and it may take time to rebuild trust, believers in Jesus may never reach a point when we can say we no longer forgive. It's not easy. What Jesus was calling them to do went so far beyond their own capabilities that the disciples needed to ask for help. Increase our faith, they said. We won't find strength to continually forgive others by looking to our own goodwill. Only God can give a forgiving heart, and this is a gift we must receive by faith. It takes faith to forgive, believing God is able to do what is impossible for us. We could never move a tree, but He can. Even a small amount of faith in our great God can enable us to do whatever He calls us to do, even getting past our own hurt to relay the grace we have received in Jesus Christ. Verses 5 and 6. If a bitter, unforgiving spirit is improper for a follower of Jesus, so is a spirit of entitlement and ingratitude. Some people go through life thinking that God owes them something, then grumble whenever He fails to deliver. But God doesn't owe us anything. Even the smallest blessing is a gift of His grace. Our service to God never puts Him in our debt or makes us worthy. When spiritual vision is clear, we will see how little we have actually done for Jesus and how much He has done for us. And in response, we will continually do our duty of service to Him, filled with gratitude for His amazing grace. It's sad to say, but 9 out of 10 people may fail to thank God for what He has done for them. Though 10 lepers were cleansed, only one returned to say, "Thank you." The other 9 acted as if performing miracles for them was simply Jesus' duty. They didn't think they owed Him anything, not even thanksgiving. Verses 7 through 19. Luke 17 concludes with teaching about the second coming of Christ. People have always been fascinated by questions about how the world will end. Jesus makes it clear that history is moving toward a grand climax in the kingdom of God, and He wants us to be ready for it. So enter that kingdom now, before it is too late. In light of the Son of Man's glorious coming, beware of godless complacency, value eternity over worldly possessions, and prepare for the separation that is coming at the final judgment. Get ready, for the end is nearer than we think. Verses 20 through 37. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com, and I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.